Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Yod Amud Beis. We're holding on Yod Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, by the words Tan Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Kol HaLishkos Shehi B'Mikdash, L'Hayu Lehen Mezuzah. All the Lishkos that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, none of them had a mezuzah, because no one lived there. Chutz MiLishkos Parhedrin, Shehi Beis Dira L'Kohen Gadol. Except for Lishkos Parhedrin, there was a mezuzah, because it housed the Kohen Gadol during his Prisha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik, and he says, "V'leik kama lishkos hayi b'mikdash." There were a lot of lishkos in the base of mikdash. Hayu lahan beis dira, which they had a beis dira for the shomrei habayis. V'hayu lahan mezuzah lishkos parhedrin. And afal pikein, they didn't have a mezuzah. The only place they had a mezuzah was the lishkos parhedrin. So al karachok, the lishkos parhedrin didn't have a mezuzah al tzchiv beis dira, because then all the lishkos should have had a mezuzah. It must be there was a different reason, which is gzeira. So it was just a gzeira, like we'll see on Yudam Beis, that gzeiras that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol was in the jail. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that it's not chayiv midarais and mezuzah? Why is the taka not considered a makom dira? Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbo. The Gilead switches it to rabbo. Kesava Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds kol bayis she'eno asu limaisa chamiv limaisa geshamim eno bayis. That any bias, any house that doesn't serve both the summer and the winter, if it doesn't serve as a house all year round, so it doesn't have a shame bias. That's why it's not chayiv and mezuzah. Eisvei Abaye, Frak the Abaye, Vaksib. But the pasuk says, "V'kesi beis hachayrif al beis hakayitz." So it's mavur that you could have something which is only a house for the winter or for the summer, and it's still called a house. We call it a beis hachayrif and a beis hakayitz. So Amar Lei, Rabbi says back, "Beis hachayrif and beis hakayitz ikri in a chanami." It's called a winter house and a summer house. But bayis stam alay ikri. But you don't find it. It's called a house stam. It's not called a bayis. A bayis is only something which serves as a house all year round. Eisvei Abaye, Frak the Abaye. Another kasha, sukkah sachag bechag. The sukkah, a sukkah during sukkahs, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv in a Meiser that's considered Re'ias Pnei Abayis, if a person brings Tevel into the Sukkah. The Chum and Patron, the Chum say, no, it's not considered a Bayis, it's Potter, you could still eat from an Achilles Arai, at least. The Tanya Law, we learned in the Braisa about this Machlekes, that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayiv in Be'eruv u'b'mezuzah u'b'meiser. That Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayiv in Sukkah Sechag Bechag in three things. In Eruv Chatzeris, if it opens up to a Chatzer with other houses. U'b'mezuzah, that it's Chayiv in Mezuzah during Sukkahs. U'b'meiser, and it's Chayiv in Meiser, like we just said, it's considered Re'ias Pnei Abayis. But the point is that it's Chayiv in Mezuzah, even though it doesn't serve as a dira all year round, it's only a dira for Sukkahs, still it's Chayiv in Mezuzah, so it's a Kasha and Rabbah. The Chi Tema Midrabban, and if you'll say that really this Braisa just means that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayiv in Midrabban, and all these things, Bishlam Erev Mezuzah Yikalam Emer Midrabanan. Ein Chanami by Erev Mezuzah. There's nothing wrong with saying that there's a Chiv Midrabanan. Ela Meiser Yikalam Emer Midrabanan. But by Meiser, could you say that it's a Chiv Midrabanan and Meiser? Would the Rabbanan do such a thing? Dilma Asi Lafrushim Min a Chiv Al Apater Min a Apater Al Chiv. If the Rabbanan would make a Chiv Midrabanan, so they wouldn't do it because they'd be Chayshish that maybe a person is going to take something that's not really Chiv Midrais and Meiser for something which is Chayiv, or vice versa. And therefore, they would never make a Chiv Midrabanan in Meiser, like as this points out, unless it was Nikkur, that it's only a Chiv Midrabanan. But otherwise, they wouldn't make a Chiv Midrabanan. So it must be that the Chiv over here is Midaraisa. So you see, it's Chayiv Midaraisa Mezuzah, even though it's not a Dira all year round. So it's a Kasha and Rabbah. Ela Amar Abaye, says Abaye, different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. B'shiva de kuli amaloi pligi de mechayva. In a Chanami, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is Chayiv in Mezuzah, like we see from Sukkah. We see from Sukkah that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechayiv in a Sukkah in Mezuzah. So too, the Lishkos Parhedrin during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was there was Chayiv in Mezuzah. Ki pligi, the machlekes is b'shari mayis hashana. The machlekes is the rest of the year. Rabbanan savri gazrin and shari mayis hashanu atu shiva. The Rabbanan hold that we're gazir the rest of the year atu the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is there. Rabbi Yehuda savri lay gazrina, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't make such a gzera. It's still, he's still mechayiv mid Rabbanan als gzera, so people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is in jail, but it's on a gzera of shari mayis hashana atu the shiva. Amar Le Rava, Frakt Rava to Abaye, how could you tell me that during the 7 days there's nobody who says that it's Potter, that everybody holds that during the 7 days it's Chayiv? V'Sukkah Sechag B'Chagatani. But we had the Mishnah about Sukkah Sechag B'Chag, and over there the Rabbanan said it's Potter, that it's not considered a bias, even during those 7 days. So how could you tell me that by Lishkas Perhedrin it's chayiv for sure the kuliyama during those 7 days? Ela Amar Rava, different pshat. B'shari Ma'isa Shana kuliyama lepligi de petura. Everybody agrees that during the rest of the year it's potter. Ki pligi b'shiva. The machlekas is about the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is in the Lishkas Perhedrin. And over there, about those 7 days, the Tanakhama says it's chayiv midarais and mezuzah. And the Rabbi Yehuda says that midarais it's potter. And even though by Sukkah we have the opposite, the Rabbi Yehuda was mechayiv and mezuzah, and the Rabbanu were peiter. Sukkah time alucha, vilishka time alucha. Each machlekes has its own reasoning and they have nothing to do with each other. Sukkah time alucha, by Sukkah it's its own machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda, who is mechayiv and mezuzah, he's latame, he's lashitasoi, the amar Sukkah diras keva binan, who holds that the Sukkah needs to be a diras keva. That's why he's machshor Sukkah that's a malami yasr mama. So he holds that the Sukkah is a diras keva, and that's why mechayiv and mezuzah. He's mechayiv and mezuzah, because it's a diras keva. For Rabban latamayu, the Rabban who say that the Sukkah is potter for mezuzah, they're lashitasoi, the Amri Sukkah Diras Arai Bayinan, who hold that the Sukkah needs to be a Diras Arai, and it can't be Lamala Me'asr Mamu, and because the Sukkah is only a Diras Arai, that's why V'loi Mechayva B'mezuzah, it's not Chayva B'mezuzah. The Lishka time luchod and the Lishka's Perhedrin has its own reason, its own machlekes. Rabbanan savri dira bal karchash madira. The Rabbanan say it's chayiv mezuzah because they hold even though the Kohen Gadol is forced, he has a chiv to be there. He's forced to be there. A dira bal karcha could still be considered a dira, and therefore they hold it's chayiv mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda savri dira bal karcha leish madira. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not considered a dira. Dira bal karcha is not considered a dira since he's forced to be there. So therefore, it's not considered a dira, and it's not chayiv mezuzah. Umin rabbanan who did the kinula. It's just mid rabbanan that they said that you should put a mezuzah on the lishkas perhedrin. Shlo yaimru kain gadol chavash bebeis asurin. That people shouldn't say that the kain gadol is locked up in a jail, and that's why there's no mezuzah. So to prevent that zuzel, so mid rabbanan it's chayiv mezuzah. But really, it's potter. It's potter for mezuzah because it's a dira bel karcha, and a dira bel karcha is loishma dira. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa, Kol HaSha'arim Shehayu Sham, all the different Sha'arim that they had in the Azara, Lohayu Lahem Mezuzah, didn't have a Mezuzah, Chutz Mishar Niknor, except for Shar Niknor, Shelefnim Mimenu Lishkas Parhedrin, because that was the Shar that people went through when they wanted to get to the Lishkas Parhedrin. That was the Mais of the Shar that people went through when they wanted to get to the Lishkas Parhedrin, and therefore it had a Mezuzah. So says the Gemara, Leim Rabbanan, Hivaloi Rabbi Yehuda. The Chayra this Braisa that the Shar Nikmar had a mezuzah, it only makes sense if either Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda, because if it would be Rabbi Yehuda, he guva gzeira. The fact that the Lishkas Perhedrin itself had a mezuzah was only a gzeira. Lefi Rabbi the Chachamim was chayv midaraisa mezuzah. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda it was only a gzeira. Vana neka v'nigzer gzeira the gzeira. And we're going to go ahead and be mechayv even the Shar Nikmar and make a gzeira the gzeira. Doesn't make sense. The Chazal don't make gzeira the gzeira. So it must be this Braisa is like the Rabbanan, who say that the Lishkas Perhedrin was chayiv midarais and mezuzah, and then the Rabbanu were mechayiv also the Shar Niknor. Says the Gemara, no, afilu teima Rabbi Yehuda. Really, I could tell you that the Brais is even like Rabbi Yehuda, and even if Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Niknor was chayiv and mezuzah. Why? Because kulochad gzeri, it's all considered one gzera. Meaning, normally the Shar leading to a house is chayiv and mezuzah. So, if there would be no mezuzah on the Lishkas, on the Shar Niknor, so people would vaiter make fun and say that the kind God was in the jail. So in order to prevent that zozo, part of the gzera of being mechayev the lishkas perhedrin in the mezuzah was also being mechayev the shar niknor in the mezuzah. It's all considered one gzera.